Chapter 6. As many as are servants under a yoke, their own masters worthy of all honor, let them reckon that the name of God and the teaching may not be evil spoken of. And those having believing masters, let them not slight them, because they are brethren, but rather let them serve, because they are steadfast and beloved, who of the benefit are partaking. These things be teaching and exhorting. If any one be teaching otherwise, and do not consent to sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the teaching according to piety. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and word striving, out of which doth come envy, strife, evil speakings, evil surmisings, wranglings of men wholly corrupted in mind, and destitute of the truth, supposing the piety to be gain, depart from such. But it is great gain, the piety with contentment. For nothing did we bring into the world, it is manifest that we are able to carry nothing out. But having food and raiment, with these we shall suffice ourselves. And those wishing to be rich, do fall into temptation, and a snare, and many desires, foolish and hurtful, that sink men into ruin and destruction. For a root of all the evils is the love of money, which certain longing for did go astray from the faith, and themselves did pierce through with many sorrows. And now, O man of God, these things flee, and pursue righteousness, piety, faith, love, endurance, meekness. Be striving the good strife of the faith, be laying hold on the life age during, to which also thou wast called, and didst profess the right profession before many witnesses. I charge thee, before God, who is making all things alive, and of Christ Jesus, who did testify before Pontius Pilate the right profession, that thou keep the command unspotted, unblameable, till the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his own times he shall show, the blessed and only potentate, the King of the kings and Lord of the lords, who only is having immortality, dwelling in light unapproachable, whom no one of men did see, nor is able to see, to whom is honor and might age during. Amen. Those rich in the present age charge now not to be high-minded, nor to hope in the uncertainty of riches, but in the living God, who is giving to us all things richly for enjoyment. To do good, to be rich in good works, to be ready to impart, willing to communicate, treasuring up to themselves a right foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on the life age during. O Timotheus, the thing entrusted guard now, avoiding the profane vain words, and opposition of the falsely named knowledge, which certain professing, concerning the faith did swerve, the grace is with you. Amen.